Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An NXT title has been vacated. Plus, a top AEW star is missing Dynamite, and the next Hall of Fame inductee has been revealed. For Wednesday, March the 24th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Growing up in Bethnal Green, East London, you had two choices. You put on a pair of football boots, or you used these and you learned how to fight. I have fought all my life to get here.
I've been in NXT for 5 years now, but things really changed when I stepped in the ring with Danny Burch.
The best way to explain how hard only Lorcan hits? Let me take a hammer and smash you in the face with it.
But honestly, when Danny Burch hits you, it's like getting hit in the face with a brick.
It was weird, wrestling only. It was like looking in the mirror. I'm just a more handsome version.
When you go to war with somebody like Danny and I did, you get a new respect for each other. So much respect that we decided let's team up.
For the last 3 years, we've been pretty good. Recently, we have been on a roll.
Danny Burch is injured. Now, we talked last week after NXT that Danny Burch had suffered what could have been a separated shoulder following a double suplex from Karrion Kross. It was a move that took him out of that tag team title match in the main event. And there was some speculation as to what would happen next, whether the injury was as bad as many people thought it was. It has been confirmed by WWE that Danny Burch has indeed suffered a separated shoulder. An X-ray of Danny's shoulder went online yesterday to confirm this. NXT General Manager William Regal quote retweeted this, saying, "I can confirm this incredibly unfortunate news and make the difficult decision to vacate the NXT tag team titles. Furthermore, I will address the state of the titles tomorrow night on NXT." Devastating blow for Danny Burch, who has been doing some incredible work alongside Oney Lorcan over the past several months. Team that really started off sort of on the back foot, on the periphery of the tag division, and pushed their way forward, just kept on having incredible matches against phenomenal opponents and got to the point where they became the tag champions. They stepped into this role in a very weird roundabout way. It was as a result of Ridge Holland getting injured that we saw Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan get thrust into the main event of War Games alongside Pat McAfee. And since then, they've been working more with Pete Dunne, doing more stuff with him, and they've created a great little faction that was starting to make more way into NXT. That seems to have been put on hold, at least for the time being. What will happen with the tag titles, we will find out tonight on NXT. We send our absolute best to Britain's own Danny Burch and wish him a full and speedy recovery. Looking ahead to tonight's NXT, as well as that announcement from William Regal, we will also be getting some big matches as well. Karrion Kross is going to take on Danny Burch's tag team partner, Oney Lorcan. We will see Jordan Devlin, the NXT Cruiserweight Champion, facing Kushida in a non-title match. And the NXT United Kingdom Champion is in the house. Volta is going to be taking on countryman Drake Maverick in a non-title match. Plus, we're finally getting Bronson Reed and LA Knights. There's been several weeks back and forth of these two going at it, and it looks like they're going to get some issues maybe resolved tonight on NXT. I thought they might hold off on this until TakeOver. I mean, they might still. We'll see how it pans out. You and I will talk about NXT on NXT Graded tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel.
Don't! The far side of the Atlantic. Yet again, a casualty of this rotten world. But don't you worry about little old me. I've been here before. Lost. Abandoned. They wanted me to crumble. Every day that passes, I get better. And stronger. And faster. And more obsessed. Lads, I see everything.
Another Brit is down. Pac suffering an injury at Revolution. It looks as if it's an ankle-related bother. And there was some hope that he would be in a position to be good for tonight's AEW Dynamite. He was set to team up with Phoenix to face on the Young Bucks for the AEW World Tag Team titles. But Tony Khan has tweeted, with Pac recovering from injuring his ankle at Revolution, he is not yet cleared for the tag title shot with Rey Fénix versus the Young Bucks. So, and this is the solution to this, Death Triangle are bringing back the Lucha Brothers original AEW Trios partner Laredo Kid to get the edge ahead of the title match. So, welcoming back Laredo Kid to AEW to team with Fénix, whilst that will be an excellent match. Once again, another Brit is down. We send our very best to Pac. Get well very, very soon. And Jack will talk all about what is no doubt going to be a massive match on a big night of wrestling on AEW Dynamite Graded tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Charlotte Flair will miss WrestleMania this year. It appears that Ric Flair has confirmed this on Twitter. He put out a tweet saying, praying for a speedy recovery in relation to his daughter's recent COVID diagnosis. He says, you've set the bar so high. WrestleMania will not be the same without the Queen. Clearly indicating that Charlotte Flair is factored out of plans for WrestleMania. Of course, plans are subject to change. We are still 3 weeks away from WrestleMania. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair's old rival, is involved in that match instead. So who knows what direction this could go. It does seem for now, what with Charlotte Flair coming off the poster and comments by her dad, that Charlotte Flair will be taking a backseat at WrestleMania this year. We have a major update on NXT moving to Tuesday nights. This comes from PW Insider, who say, we have heard from multiple sources this morning that WWE's production schedule for the month of April now lists WWE NXT for Tuesdays every week post-WrestleMania weekend. The first episode will air Tuesday, April the 13th, following WrestleMania 37, and then every Tuesday thereafter, NXT will air the night after Raw. Unless there are plans to run a replay the day after, the move effectively leaves AEW Dynamite alone on Wednesdays. So it will be interesting to track what the viewing patterns for each show will be once they separate. Now, this brings into question the small matter of Impact Wrestling, who have been doing some really great stuff on a Tuesday night and now are up against, presumably, NXT after WrestleMania. PW Insider go on to say, this move would indeed put Impact Wrestling opposite NXT, so expect Access TV to shift Impact programming to Thursdays, so that series remains unopposed. That does give us brand new wrestling content every night of the week, and in some cases, two nights of the week. And with NXT moving to the new day on a Tuesday, I feel a bit bad because it was only last night that NWA Power made a return, and it looks as if it's going to be running on the same day as NXT. The only glory in that is that NWA Power is going to be 6:05 Eastern on a Tuesday night, which is just a little bit before NXT starts. So I guess you can have both. In speculation about whether or not we will see Dave Bautista at the WWE Hall of Fame this year, well, the man himself has put all those rumours to rest by saying, quote, to the WWE Universe, unfortunately, due to previous obligations, I'm unable to be a part of the WWE Hall of Fame this year. By my request, they have agreed to induct me at a future ceremony where I'll be able to properly thank the fans and the people who made my career possible. Hashtag Dream Chaser. We'll be sad not to see Big Dave as part of the Hall of Fame, but it'd be nice to see him maybe next year in the class of 2022. And plus, if they're inducting two classes in the same year, that's going to help the runtime of the Hall of Fame, isn't it? Just slightly. Retribution split up on Sunday, and according to Wrestling Inc., this has been in the works for quite a while. They say, for those unaware, Ali tore his PCL in a match against Ricochet back in December. He's been working through the injury, and it looked as if he had an issue where that injury was re-aggravated during the Royal Rumble. He had an MRI done. It was revealed that he would need at some point to undergo surgery and or rehab. Someone pitched the idea, according to Wrestling Inc., that if Mustafa Ali was willing to work through the injury, there'd be a big blow-off with the group at WrestleMania. WWE eventually changed course, and the split happened at Fastlane on Sunday instead. Ali, however, tweeted last night following a Q&A saying, quote, to clear some confusion, I am not getting surgery in the foreseeable future. I'll be okay. Thanks. Aleister Black has been conspicuous by his absence from SmackDown for quite some time, and in a recent Q&A from the Wrestling Observer, in fact this happened yesterday, Dave Meltzer was asked about Aleister Black's current status, and this is where Dave Meltzer says that Aleister Black is currently dealing with some minor injuries. Didn't go into too many details on what these minor injuries were or could be, but that would explain why he's been off TV for some time. There's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not it's just a case of creative doesn't have anything for him, whether or not there's some bad blood because of the way things went down with his partner, Thea Trinidad. We don't know, but we do miss Aleister Black on our screen. Injury woes in Ring of Honor. The ROH TV champion and one half of the ROH World Tag Team Champions, Dragon Lee, has suffered a broken eardrum. He is off the 19th anniversary pay-per-view this Friday. He was set to defend the TV title against Tracy Williams, and then he was set to team with Kenny King to defend the tag titles against Williams and Rhett Titus. So, they've had a rejig. What's happening now is Kenny King is defending the TV title for him against Tracy Williams, and if Kenny wins, Dragon Lee retains the TV title. And in the World Tag Title match, Bestia Del Ring, the father of Dragon Lee, will team with Kenny King instead against Williams and Titus. Good solution. Good solution. So this is how the 19th anniversary show goes down for Ring of Honor. As well as that match, as well as those two matches, rather, we have a four-corner survival match. Danhausen, Brian Johnson, LSG, and Eli Isom. That'll be the first hour of the show. Mexi Squad are going to be involved in a six-man tag team title match. They're going to be challenging Shane Taylor Promotions for the belts. Mark Briscoe and Flip Gordon are going one-on-one. We'll see Dalton Castle versus Josh Woods. The aforementioned ROH tag team title match. Kenny King and Bessie Del Ring against Tracy Williams and Rhett Titus. The ROH Pure Championship on the line. Jonathan Gresham defending against Dak Draper. An unsanctioned match between Matt Taven and Vincent Marseglia. Also Kenny King stepping in, as we said, to defend the TV title on behalf of Dragon Lee against Tracy Williams. Jay Briscoe and EC3 are going to have a grudge match that might steal the show. And the world champion Roosh will defend that belt against Jay Lethal. Big night of ROH celebrating their 19th anniversary this Friday. And Maki Ito is back on Twitter. There were some concerns that some troll-like behavior had chased Maki Ito from social media. We can confirm this morning that is not the case. She simply got hacked. She put out a tweet saying all the memorable tweets were erased by the hacker. Well, tweets are fine, but I can't forgive them as the same person. When you wake up in the morning, soak up the sun and get out and move as much as possible. If you eat and sleep properly and still get sick, look at Ito's wrestling. There are many more fun things in the world than hacking. Well said.
All the fans are a little too busy and way too excited chanting the name of their favorite superstar and the next world champion, Rob Van Dam.
And finally, a day earlier than they were probably hoping, it has been announced that WWE will be inducting into the 2021 Hall of Fame the former ECW and WWE World Champion, Rob Van Dam. This news comes from the NWC show on YouTube. It was an interview he was conducting with Sabu, and Sabu revealed that Rob Van Dam is going into the Hall of Fame this year. Kane has been announced for the bump today. So chances are, based on what they've been doing lately, Kane's going to have a chat with Rob Van Dam, and it's going to be revealed that Rob Van Dam is now joining the Hall of Fame. Presumably they were going to pretend to surprise him with it. I don't know whether they still will. But away from that, That's a good shout. Rob Van Dam did loads of stuff in WWE. And if anything, he was one of the very few true highlights of the WCW invasion storyline they did with WWF versus the Alliance. One of the true stars that was made during that time that wasn't called Booker T was Rob Van Dam. So to see him getting the credit he deserves here, I think is smashing. So I'm excited to see Rob Van Dam at the WWE Hall of Fame. Expect at least one promo with Riddle. Just saying. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Unfortunately, due to other commitments, there will be no Legend of Zelda stream today from myself. I'm sorry. We will return to Hyrule as soon as possible. But on the plus side, Jack and Owen are here later from 6 Greenwich Mean Time for Football Manager based shenanigans, guiding the illustrious career of Cultaholic FC. At youtube.com/Cultaholic, check out our latest list on 10 mysterious wrestler deaths. Some weird and wonderful, quite dark stories for your Wednesday viewing today. Check that out at youtube.com/Cultaholic. On the podcast feed, it is a brand spanking new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am proud to be joined by the founder of the Grey Sweatpants Invitational, which you'll get to see as part of GCW's collective remix during WrestleMania week. I'm chatting with Faye Jackson, who talks a bit about how a dust-up she's got planned with Intercontinental Champion Big E has caught the ire of her family.
So I have bros, three half brothers, and I have so many cousins. I even have to limit what I post on my Facebook from time to time. They know I wrestle, but they don't like the fact that I wrestle men. I love intergender wrestling. My mom's cool with it, like, regardless, because she's like, man or woman, just beat their ass. Like, that's all she cares about. I did accidentally post on my Facebook recently that me and Big E were having a street fight in Tampa, and I got a few messages like, are you okay? Do we need to come to Tampa? Do we need to send troops? Like, is everything? I'm like, it's not a big deal. Trust me, I got it. After WrestleMania, at a Costco's parking lot, is me versus Big E in a street fight. Come see.
Yes.
Me.
Do not tell Faith Jackson's family.
No.
Faye Jackson's Desert Island Graps later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Check out 10 fascinating tales from WrestleMania history and 10 of the most iconic moments in the history of WWE Raw over at cultaholic.com right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.